Good evening and welcome to our Thursday evening prayer meeting. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you tonight that we are able to join together in prayer. Though separated, yet we are united and one in our fellowship in our Lord Jesus Christ and with one another. Lord, may we tonight be assured that you hear and answer prayer even in this most trying of circumstances. Lord, we pray that you will bless our country again and bring us a mighty deliverance from this virus situation. May we, your church, stand in a oneness and in your mighty power under the leading of your Holy Spirit. May we stand firm in exalting your name, in reaching out to the lost with the wonderful message of the gospel. And may that reaching out be in the power and in the demonstration of your Holy Spirit, that people may be challenged, that people may have their eyes opened to the truth of the gospel, and that we as believers might proclaim and live the gospel as never before. O Lord, we pray for the salvation of precious souls. We pray for mighty signs and wonders to be manifested as we live and preach the gospel with signs following. Lord, lift us up and let us stand and know that we are standing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Lord, tonight we pray again that you will reduce the rate of infections and deaths. Drive out this foul disease, and may our friends, families, neighbours and acquaintances know that you hear and answer prayer. We pray that you will hasten the time when we, as a whole church, every brother and sister in the Lord, will be able to come together in one place of worship and fellowship. Move in our hearts and lives, Lord. Strengthen us in your word and in your promises so that we shall gain the victory in this difficult time, and we shall gain that victory again and again and again, that, Lord, the enemy shall have no way in, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless your people, we pray. Lord, we claim the victory for your church, for your people in this land today. Oh, and tonight again we lift up before you members of our fellowship who have need of healing and to know your presence with them. We pray for those who are in care homes at the moment. We pray again, Lord, for Sheila Mara, that she may know your peace and your presence with her. We pray also for Sheila Barr, that you would strengthen and comfort her, that she may be strong in you and in the power of your might, Lord. We pray too for Rose, that you would continue to be a strength to her, and that she may know your presence with her day by day, and that rich and blessed fellowship with you, even in her moments of pain and loneliness, Lord. Bless her richly, Lord, we pray. May she know your presence in a mighty and a real way. And we lift up Anne Lee before you, that having come through that cancer treatment, she may be blessed as she continues with you day by day, and that she may be able, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to witness to others, to encourage others, to be a blessing to all that she is in contact with, Lord. Lord, use her in your service as she speaks to her family and to others on the phone. Lord, we long for the day when we shall be able to meet together on a full basis without the restrictions imposed by man, to be able to minister one to another and to sing your glorious praise as a body of your people united in and empowered by your Holy Spirit. Lord, bring us that mighty deliverance that will bring this about. And Lord, keep us faithful in prayer and in your word. Bless us and be glorified in our lives. And may there develop out of this situation a mighty work of salvation, as souls turning to you for help and reality call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, equip us, your people, to bring about and to be ready for that day. Lord, be glorified in our lives. Lord, we look to you tonight. Just lead us and guide us in the days that are ahead. Whatever may crop up, whatever may seem to be the situation, Lord, may we know that you are in control. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And now it's your turn to pray. And when you've prayed, just click on the closing prayer button. Be blessed in the Lord. Be blessed in him. And know that as we pray in faith, we shall receive the answer to our prayers. Amen.